Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on May 21 regarding Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Craig Anderson is a 56-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Apparently the first occurred on 4/10/17 when he fell in the truck door. Apparently the wind slammed on the same leg, and the right knee had been hurt before surgery. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the left knee by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He did not specify that he injured both of his legs and knees at work on 11/23/20. But he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per his first claim petition, Mr. Anderson alleged he twisted his left knee while stepping into his truck on 2/10/17. Period. The date of accident was later corrected to 4/10/17. Period. According to his second claim petition on 11/23/20, a truck door struck his leg, but as a result, he claimed to have injured both legs and knees. Period. New paragraph. Per the treatment record supplied, Mr. Anderson was seen at Concentra on 4/11/17. Period. He stated he went to step into his truck and twisted his left knee and felt pain. Period. He has a limp. Period. He was diagnosed with a left knee sprain for which he was placed in a hinged wraparound and was begun on medication and physical therapy. Period. He followed up frequently thereafter, but remained symptomatic. Period. An MRI of the left knee was done on 4/26/17 to be inserted here. Period. He returned on 5/3/17 to review these results. Period. An additional diagnosis of tear of the medial meniscus was given, for which medications were adjusted, but he was also referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph on 5/11/17. He was seen by the physician assistant for Dr. Cedar, S-I-D-O-R, period. His assessment was tearing of the medial meniscus. But he was then going to be referred to Dr. Sapega. Where this did take place on 5/15/17. Period. Dr. Sapega diagnosed him with Dr. Sapega explained that he had an unusual clinical presentation with many pieces of his puzzle not fitting together. Period. He did not experience any major trauma at the time of his knee pain onset. Period. There was no localization of his knee pain in particular, yet he did develop a definite and objective knee effusion as documented on his MRI study. Period. He explained that the presence of the effusion meant that something aggravated the inside of his knee to the point of causing synovitis / inflammation, which is not something he could do or could be induced artificially. Peart, however, on the other hand, there was nothing about his current physical exam that points to internal derangement of the left knee, much less toward lesions on the posterior medial meniscus as seen on the MRI. Peart being mostly degenerative in nature, this knee could have looked quite similar on an MRI study performed even before the onset of his knee pain. Peart, after evaluation, Dr. Sapega recommended a second opinion evaluation. Peart. On 8/25/17, Dr. Sapega had him undergo a three-phase bone scan to be inserted. Peart. On 10/11/17, an MR arthrogram of the left knee was done to be inserted. Peart. On Dr. Sapega's visit of 10/26/17, he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Peart. He acknowledged the new MR arthrogram study. Peart. He had no explanation, either by way of clinical exam or MRI evaluation and bone scan evaluation, to explain Mr. Henderson's pain. Peart, his case is a genuine mystery. Peart. New paragraph on 2/27/18. He was seen by another orthopedic specialist named Dr. Alber, A-L-B-E-R. Peart. He diagnosed left knee stable posterior horn meniscal tear. Peart. He agreed with Dr. Sapega that his symptoms, both historically and on physical exam, are not consistent with a meniscal tear that requires surgical arthroscopy. Peart, he would continue non-surgical management with simple over-the-counter analgesics. Peart, he saw no need for further diagnostic testing or treatment. Peart, the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Peart. New paragraph on 3/7/18, he underwent a pain management evaluation by Dr. Antebi, A-N-T-E-B-I. Peart. He gave a working diagnosis of osteochondroma or other cause for the hypertrophy of the left head of the fibula that was not related to the accident. Peart, hence there was no further treatment necessary as it relates to the injury of 4/11/17. Peart, there was something that could be tried in Mr. Anderson to see if it alleviates his pain. Peart. Incidentally, he reported trying non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs with no help. Peart, considering they were dealing with some kind of neuropathic pain, he believed the trial of gabapentin in escalating doses were reasonable. Peart. In paragraph on 6/26/18, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Christini. Peart. His impression was tear in the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, for which he recommended arthroscopic examination of the knee. Peart concluded this was directly and causally related to the incident that occurred at work on 2/10/17. Peart, new paragraph on 9/27/18, he underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Dwyer. Peart, he He noted a history of prior left shoulder open surgery, period. Dr. Dwyer noted his course of treatment to date and diagnostic studies, period. He recommended an intra-articular steroid injection with lidocaine to sort out his presentation, period. This was administered on 9/27/18, period follow-up on 11/8/18. Scratch that. On 11/8/18, a corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee, period. And follow-up on 12/6/18, the petitioner reported no relief. Pretty continued to work full duty, period. Dr. Dwyer made medication adjustments. Pretty recommended against surgical intervention due to his failure to even transiently benefit from the injection. Pretty suspected the etiology of his subjective complaints was extra-articular in nature, period. Other than a gel, he did not think any other treatment would be effective, including therapy. Pretty could continue to work without restriction and was discharged from care, period. New paragraph on 11/8/19, he did undergo surgery, but Dr. Dwyer to be inserted here. Pretty followed up with Dr. Disabella on 11/14/19, period. Sutures were clean and intact, period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Disabella and Dr. Dwyer, period. On a visit of 7/13/20, he learned the petitioner had a mini-stroke in January of 2020, period. Dr. Dwyer reviewed the MR arthrogram that showed a small tear of the medial meniscus under surface, but there was some fluid around the fibular head, which is non-diagnostic, period. He was doubtful arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy would eliminate his fibular head pain. But nevertheless, he wished to proceed with surgical intervention, period. On 8/11/20, another surgery was done to be inserted, period. He followed up with Dr. Dwyer post-operatively through 7/27/20, period. Another surgery was done on the knee on 8/11/20 to be inserted, period. He again followed up post-operatively through 11/24/20, Mr. Anderson presented himself to Concentra again, stating the wind caught his door on the truck and hit his left calf, period. The nurse practitioner had him undergo x-rays that showed no significant radiologic findings. Pretty rendered a diagnosis of contusion of the left leg, for which she recommended venous Doppler ultrasound. Pretty also placed him in a chrome adjustable, she also distributed a chrome adjustable cane, period. New paragraph. He was seen again by Dr. Dwyer on 12-7-20. Period, he wrote, clinical exam that day was totally benign. Period, he had no effusion and full range of motion with stable ligaments and no joint line tenderness. Period, he has chronic mild and improved tenderness of the fibular head of unknown etiology. Period, he was deemed to have an excellent surgical result and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period, there was no description of the second alleged injury having occurred in a recent time frame. Period. He followed up on 2-1-21 and was started on Lyrica. Period. Dr. Dwyer also ordered electrodiagnostic testing. This was done on 3-18-21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Dwyer reviewed these results with him on 3-29-21. At that juncture, he was unemployed. Period. The Lyrica had not been approved by the insurance company. Period. Physical exam was unchanged. Period. With respect to the work related aspect of his issue identified on EMG, he was at maximum medical improvement and discharged. Period. He was referred for neurologic specialist consultation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left knee. Period. There were abrasions on both knees and shins. Period. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus and hyperreactive complaints of tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle test was 5-, resisted left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He had a hyperreactive response to palpation about the right medial joint line, as well as the left patella and lateral joint line. Period. Knee maneuvers. He had hyperreactive responses to McMurray's maneuvers bilaterally, as well as Apley's compression on the left. Period. This was negative on the right. Period. He had a positive ligamentous distraction maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that section is normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly and declined attempting to squat and rise because of fear of pain. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Greg Anderson alleges to have injured his lower extremities on both 4-10-17 and 11-23-20. Period. After the first event, he underwent an extensive course of treatment and diagnostic workup with various specialists. Period. This included several radiographic studies. Period. There was some concern that his clinical exam did not match the diagnostic studies. Period. He eventually underwent surgery on the knee on 11-8-19 and again on 8-11-20. Period. He had subsequent MRI of the left tibia and fibula on 1-13-21. To be inserted. He also had an EMG on 3-18-21 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Dwyer then recommended he follow up with a neurologist unrelated to work. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found he ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. He had full range of motion of both knees with crepitus and a hyperreactive response of tenderness. Period. He had a similar hyperreactive response to various provocative maneuvers and palpation. Period. He declined attempting to squat, fearing he would experience pain. Period. There were abrasions on both knees and shins, consistent with someone who remains active in the lower extremities. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Where there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. And that is the end of